Hello and welcome to the Evolve Pipedrive podcast. We're talking all things Pipedrive, sales, apps and Pipedrive marketplace. My name is Bruce Brignall. I'm the sales director here at Evolve. And Evolve, we are a technology consultancy based in the UK, working globally to help you get more out of Pipedrive through consultancy, training and implementation. Today, it's my great pleasure to be joined by Stephen Nellemans, the founder and CEO at Luna. Luna uses AI to write mind-blowing personalized emails for you. Now, I'm really looking forward to this conversation with Stephen for a couple of reasons. One, because Stephen is a true entrepreneur, having founded multiple companies, including Luna, Tactic, and Amber, which is now which is working on sustainable shared mobility for businesses, which now has around 10,000 or maybe more users and employs around 150 people locally. And two, because Stephen wants to give back to his community. He said last year in an interview with MT Sprout, the tipping point occurs when today's entrepreneurs sell their companies and start investing in startups in their region. And he was talking about his insights that he got when he was visiting Silicon Valley and how do you kind of get that flywheel of success and that flywheel of innovation. And I thought it was a really nice insight from that interview. Plus, Luna is on the Pipedrive marketplace, ready for you to try out in the links in the description below. And it's a very exciting time for Luna, and we will probably touch upon that in the coming minutes and hours, however long we talk. But Stephen, welcome.
Thank you very much. Well, very happy, very excited to be here. Very happy to show you what we've built with Luna.
I've seen B2B companies and SaaS companies that have had to, you know, drastically cut their staff. What are the opportunities for those businesses to really, just because they're cutting staff, could they use a platform like Luna to not plug the gap, but what are the opportunities there with AI sales tech?
Yeah, that's something that we've been spending quite a lot of time on. And that's also a lot of questions. Like, we get asked the question a lot, like, are you going to replace SDRs, or are you going to help them, or are you going to like emphasize their impact and stuff like that? And the reason, like the way I look at it, is that we can actually help salespeople with Luna, of course, by automating all the manual and repetitive and, well, basically boring stuff. We can actually help them automate that, so they can spend a lot more of their time, focus, and energy on the parts of doing sales that actually matters. And we've been reading up on a lot of like blogs and all of the things that you mentioned about how to write the perfect sales email and stuff like that. That's also what we have been doing. But all of those blogs and YouTube videos and tutorials and courses and everything are all based on writing one template message that fits all. Basically, one message to fit all, where Luna is one message to fit one. And then that's basically how we do it. And the cool thing about the tipping points where we are now with natural language processing, so actually AI writing texts, emails, and stuff like that, is that now you can actually have that focus on one email for one person and actually dive into that personalized stuff. Because in the end, humans are not going to change. We're not going to be working forever, like spending 30, 40, 50 minutes on a prospect when we know that the chances of them responding is really, really low. We know that we're not going to keep up with that. And that's where technology comes in. But the most important thing is that technology is not used to make their lives easier, but the outreach worse. We actually want to use technology and the GPT-3 wave and all of the AI revolutions that are going on right now to make sure that these people can improve their outreach, therefore get in touch with more people, have more conversations, and then put their time and effort into the parts that actually matters. Because there's no way I'm going to close, for example, if I was reaching out to you, that the chances of me closing this deal over email are very, very small. But I do not want to close it over email, because then you can automate me directly. Mm-hmm. But I want to reach out to you, I want to talk to you, I want to get to know you, I want to understand what your pains are and if we can help them solve, and then build a relationship for the long term. But I cannot really focus on building a relationship if I've just been spending 5 hours writing emails to people that are never going to respond to me. And this is actually the part that it's really important to emphasize for Luna, because We truly believe that AI is not going to automate everything and it's not going to get rid of all salespeople. More importantly, AI has the possibility and the power to actually get them to work on the stuff they actually want to be working on. Because like I said, nobody wants to be writing emails all day. You actually want to talk to customers and close deals. And that's the cool thing that we can do with, well, and we're enabled by the technologies that are currently surfacing.
So what does that roadmap look like? I was just thinking there are things. So right now, email's a touch point. SMS might become a touch point. Whatever else, you know, WhatsApp for business. So that you've got all these other touch points, right? And all you're ever trying to do there is people sell to people. So yes, and you used the word Tinder a little bit earlier, Tinder for business. And I've always thought the oxymoron there was people call it online dating, but you're not dating. You don't date online. You matchmake and then you meet. And that's where the magic happens, right? You don't, and people get confused about spending a lot of time on Tinder, you know, different people that they're kind of matching to and investing time into, but then it's wasted time, you know, if you talk to, and I'm not on Tinder, I'm a married man, but I use that analogy now if we then use it in the sales tech and martech space, right? So yeah. If we leverage AI, it's enabling us to talk to more people, which is great, but it shouldn't be getting away from the sharp edge of a sales conversation, which is certainly in the B2B space. They still have to pick up the phone. You still want to talk to them if it's a service or a product that they're going to have customer success beyond. So what does that roadmap look like for Luna? I know it's early days now, but where can you see this going?
Now I think the roadmap for Luna is for now to perfect the sales outreach. That's not only writing the emails or finding the perfect person, but in the end, we want to build Luna into a platform that gathers so much information that we can also, well, as much as we can, predict timing. So internally, it's a work in progress, but we call it the three T's. So the perfect sales outreach is the perfect targeting, the perfect timing, and the perfect text, which is why it's a work in progress, because it doesn't really work. But basically, the copy and the email should be perfect as well. But if we if we can manage to tackle those three and actually build it into a formula where every email that you send is nearing perfection, so to say, then the most important thing is not really that email is going to be like doing everything, like that email is going to cause all the positive stuff, but also the reduction in noise. And one of the things that I personally would love to see different in the sales world is that salespeople are really pushed on targets. They need to reach out to 100 people a week, because in the end, the statistics show that if you have a positive reply rate of 2 people, like 2%, then if you send out 100 emails, you'll get 2 meetings. Like, and this is all, if you have 1,000 emails, then you have 20 meetings. And this is basically the way of thinking that people in sales have now, because they want to have those meetings. But the more you push on those targets, is the less you'll push on quality and the less you'll push on actually making that connection and building that relationship. So by really focusing on getting that quality and personalization back into the sales outreach, we hope to reduce the noise. Because if you get 50 emails a day, because on some days I get like 40 to 50 emails a day of people trying to reach out to me, yeah, no way I'm going to read any of them. So all of those 50 emails are done before they hit my inbox. But if I only have 2 or 3 or 4 and I subconsciously know that it could be interesting for me, I'm actually triggered to read, because you're triggering my curiosity. And it maybe sounds like a bit of a stretch, but in the end, I think if we really want to make the sales community more effective in the end, we should not be sending more emails, but actually be sending less. And that's the most important thing for Luna's roadmap.
I like that. So it's actually sending less emails. I didn't think I'd be hearing that today.
Exactly. Yeah, that's also an interesting discussion because we're charging per email. So a lot of people think that we would like to have our users send as many emails as possible. But yeah, it's in the end, we know that we can deliver more value, which is in the end the most important thing, by having people to send less emails.
Yeah, interesting. So from Luna and Pipedrive, what's your experience between the two systems, and how do they integrate?
Yeah, so we have indeed a native integration with Pipedrive. We're actually also using Pipedrive ourselves, and really love it because, well, in our eyes, it's both the most complete as the most simple platform out there. It's like the perfect combination of the two. And that's also what is very important for us with Luna, because Luna, we try to build it as easy as possible. You can just know a complex UI, a lot of features, a lot of settings and stuff like that. We want to make it as easy as possible, just one card. And that's where actually the combination of the two came from. And that's also how I see those two ideally working together. So if you integrate Luna with Pipedrive, Luna will log all of the actions that you do within Luna automatically within Pipedrive. So all the emails sent, all the leads approved, all of their contact information, everything that Luna can find on these people, but also replies that you're getting back, and like all the conversation that you have within these with these people is all logged into Pipedrive. And what we see as like the perfect combination is that you use Luna for the proactive part, so actually getting in touch with these people, reaching out to them, getting in touch with them, speaking to them in the future, send responses to these people based on AI, send follow-up meetings after, like follow-up emails after a meeting, and booking meetings, anything that you can think of. In the end, we want to do with Luna, but make sure that all of those interactions are logged into Pipedrive, so that you can do, you can see the statistics, you can see like the performance of the team, the performance of individual leads, you can track deals, forecasting, anything that you can, that you normally use a CRM system for, but then hopefully without putting in all the manual effort that you're doing right now. So Luna is not only a way to lower, like to make it easier for you to do your outreach, but also to make it easier for you to do your administration, because yeah, it doesn't make sense to copy everything that you're doing in Luna in a CRM system like Pipedrive. If Luna does it anyway, then yeah, we can, it's like an easy next step to just tell the CRM system what had just happened.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of how people could find out more about the integration, is it a case of going to the Pipedrive marketplace, or obviously the link's in the description below, but how could they find out more about that?
Yeah, so we you can either go to the Pipedrive marketplace, or you can sorry, cut that out. you can either go to the Pipedrive marketplace, or yeah, you can check it out through Luna. So Luna, mm-hmm. within Luna, you have a setting with the CRM. You can connect to your Pipedrive account as well and set up the integration from there. And we've also, if you do that, then you also get access to a guide that has been written to integrate with Pipedrive. And just as Luna itself, the integration with Pipedrive, we wanted to make it as easy as possible. It's pretty straightforward. Everything happens automatically and everything happens intuitively. And of course, if there's any questions, then we're always ready and happy to help with Perfect. Any integration that's necessary.
Nice. So thank you for that. We mentioned a little bit earlier about your two co-founders, right? So Mr. Machine and the growth hacker. How did you guys meet? What's the been the story so far? And who come up with the name and the idea, but what was that story about you three coming together?
Yeah, actually the idea for Luna sparked within Amber, but I like when I was working at Amber, but actually became conscious a while after. The story is how we met is that after I decided that I wanted to take a step back with Amber, because it grew into a really big company. There we had investors, we had a supervisory board, we had like a lot of responsibilities for the CEO as well. I was the CEO. I started the company at age 19, so basically every time we hired someone, that was the biggest company that I had ever worked for. So that was a very interesting dynamic right there. So I decided to take a step back and, well, first find a CEO that was more experienced, have him take over, and then take a step back. And then I knew that I was going to do, like I wanted to do another startup, but not right away because I wanted to take a breath from the roller coaster that the startup life, the life of a startup entrepreneur is. But more importantly, I also knew that I wanted to learn two things. One of them is how the investment game works. So we had raised some investment with Amber, but I also knew that there was much to learn there. And the second one was how to scale companies. And that's actually how I got in contact with Jean-Paul, our chief growth, because he was a growth hacker and he was helping a lot of companies. And I just got in touch with him and talked to him about the things that he was doing with both B2C ads campaigns, but also LinkedIn automation, email automation, scraping data, and like combining all that using Zapier or other API integration tools. So basically trying to learn as much from him as possible. And we hit it off so well, became good friends, and started one of the companies that you mentioned in the beginning was Tactic. And Tactic was an online marketing agency. So I wanted to learn how to scale companies. And for me, the best way to do that was to, start selling the service as if we already knew. And then when you sign the contracts, you're like, okay, now I really need to learn, and I need to learn quickly. So you know that you learn everything there is to learn. So that was actually what I started with Jean-Paul. And that's also how we got to know the market really well, because with Tactic, we're basically able to try out any competitor product there is in the market, always looking for something like Luna, because we knew that was the end goal, but it wasn't there. And then we started looking for a third co-founder, because I'm an engineer from background. I did a solid 6 months of electrical engineering and then I decided to drop out and start my own company. So me building the platform was not really going to be a good idea. And that's actually how we started looking, and we knew Robin as a friend from a friend, and it was an immediate hit. He was super excited about about what our ideas were, and I think we did not even finish the question, like, hey, you want to go on this adventure with us, and he already started writing his first lines of code. So
I was going to say, he's already mapping it out in his head. He's like, okay, we could do this, we could do that.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was all in, and that was awesome to see. So the first couple of months, it was really like getting to know each other and like trying to figure out what we would want from Luna. But actually, the second question was easily answered because we all had the same vision, and now it has come to a reality, which is it's still really cool to see.
Yeah, it's amazing, and long may that continue to next year and beyond. So I look forward to watching you guys for the next couple of years.
Me too.
So in terms of the, as we look to wrap up, I've got a couple of quick fire questions, but they can be long form answers, right? Take as long as you need. Your favorite use case that you've seen, and this may have changed recently as you've had an explosion of people coming onto the platform, but your favorite use case with Luna?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. That's I think my favorite use case is I was speaking to SDR once. That was a demo that basically, normally we take 15 to 20 minutes for a demo. I think we had a call of about 1.5 hours, and he was showing me his way of working. So what he had done is like he had a list from his sales director where he said, these 100 people you need to reach out to this week, and let me know when it's done. That was basically the way of working there. And then he said, he basically told me, I need something like Luna because check out my to-do list. I'm so far behind, I cannot catch up because I really have no idea what to write to this person and what to write to this person. And then he tried Luna and it was like immediate, there was an email, he just copy pasted it and sent it. So that's how he got his targets on. And he was, the way he immediately understood what we were trying to build, how we took us through his pain, and like we're actually sharing a screen, like this is everything that you're probably not allowed to see, but I'm going to show you anyway because I really need this tool. That was really awesome and really exciting to see, because that's something that we dreamed of before Luna, but we actually saw happening there firsthand.
Yeah, so just to press on that, was that an individual contributor as an SDR reaching out to find a better tool for his own work, or was that the employer trying? Did the employer get in touch with you, or did the individual contributor find this tool? And
the individual one.
Okay. Yeah.
And then maybe to emphasize that the coolest thing is that some of the SDRs that we're speaking to that do not want to present it to their sales director or something yet because they want to try it out first, they actually start paying for Luna with their own money, which is basically the best validation that there is to have, and then try it out so they can actually, because they actually want to make a case for Luna because they do not want, well, in their eyes, like they say it, they do not want to, they do not want to screw it up, so to say. So they really want to make sure that they make the best first impression. So try out everything there is to try out so they can really make their case and hopefully get it adapted by the rest of the company. So if you have like people like the champions, as they call it, and so if you have them working for you and actually paying for your tool with their personal money in order to make a case for their boss, that's by far my favorite one so far.
Yeah, it's amazing. I could just foresee some people in a team. They'd be like, how the hell is Jessica and John smashing their numbers now? Why are they doing this? And they don't want to share it. But the real superpower is leveling up the whole team, right? That's the real superpower.
Exactly. But, exactly.
Yeah, no, I love that. Okay, so if you were to give some top tips to people just to get started with Luna, and any other tips for people that are on Luna and you want them to excel, or they want to excel, what would you give for someone just getting started and for someone that would like to really excel with the platform?
No, I think the most important tips that we would like to give is that, the main thing is just get started. And it's also for the first few people, like Luna tries to interpret everything as much as it can, but that we have made the onboarding in such a way that you should, from landing on a website to actually start reaching out, it should take at most 30 seconds. So it also takes a lot of learnings from the first emails you evaluate and stuff like that. So if you're just getting started, don't be afraid to put in like a minute and a half per email to actually make sure that it's written towards your preferences, because Luna learns from that and make sure that the next batch of emails will fit a lot better. And I think that's the most important thing for people just getting started, that they put in the time to make sure that they, subconsciously tell Luna what their preferences are and how they would like to see the emails, the outreach, the target persona and stuff like that. And for people that are already working with Luna, I think the most important thing is to keep on using it. Try to evaluate all the emails for the day in one go, but try to do it on the go. For example, do batches of 20 emails or 30 emails per time, and try to come back 3, 4, 5 times a day with 1 or 2 minutes, instead of trying to block your trying to block half an hour, for example, to get all of your sales done. Because the most important thing with Luna is that you constantly keep on outreaching. It's in the end, sales is a numbers game. We're trying to lower the numbers and lower the threshold, but in the end, it still is a numbers game. So the chances of you sending out 10 emails and closing a deal is still small. So it's really important to really keep on going and keep on sending your emails on a daily basis. And Luna is built in a way to make it as easy as possible, but also if you do not have it yet, change your schedule up a bit to make sure that you do, for example, 20 around your breakfast, because it's on your phone anyway, and you're waiting for a Zoom call to start and someone is running a couple of minutes late, evaluate a couple of emails, or you're standing in line for a coffee with a pumpkin spice chai latte, I don't know, at Starbucks, for example, then you're evaluating a couple of emails. Try to actually incorporate it into your day instead of blocking off a time frame, because the first one that I explained was it's much easier to keep it going for the long term.
You said they're evaluating emails. Now I've seen the platform, right, and I think there are some interesting design decisions that you guys have chosen now, and you may stay with those for the future, and there may be some really good reasons behind them. But when you say evaluating, that there's so yes, because some people get scared with AI sales tech just running off and sending blasting off emails. But there's two design things that I noticed. One, you have to click to send, and two, when it comes, if you don't like the email, you refresh the page and it actually types it out as if it was, as if the computer was typing it out. And obviously that has a more human connectivity piece there, but they felt really feel like a purposeful design decision.
Exactly.
Is, yeah, so how, where did that come from? Was that from the CTO, the machine man, or was that from the growth hacker? Like, where's, because there's obviously some psychology behind that as well.
Yeah, I think the most important thing for that decision was, like, the reason for that decision is that we want to get our users into the quality over quantity mindset. So it's better to reach out to 50 people with a very, very good email and like get a highly detailed targeting than reach out to 500 people with a template message, for example, because probably you will, in both cases, you will end a meeting. But on the one hand, you'll have people reaching out to you, or like replying to you, say, "Hey, I'm not interested, but thanks for reaching out." And the other one is stop spamming !!!! and stuff like that. So this is actually the reason that we try to limit people, as sometimes they call it. For example, if you're used to email automation tools where you just put in a list of 1,000 people, press send, and just start blasting out emails every couple of minutes. If you're used to that, then Luna feels like a bit of a stretch. But the cool thing is, as soon as you change your mindset and actually start appreciating the quality of the emails and the way how you can improve the quality and how Luna learns and stuff, they actually start working together with Luna, then in the end, like if you have evaluated 100 emails, then you know that the emails will be good because it is as if you would have written them yourself. So it only takes maybe 5 or 10 seconds to evaluate because you're like, oh yeah, that's good enough, and then you start clicking. But in the end, the reason that we did it is that people actually get into that mindset of spamming is not the best way to land your meeting. It's actually, you're starting the relationship already, like building a relationship already from the first time you hit send. And depending on what kind of email it is also depending on how you start off that relationship. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you, in the Tinder example, if you're on Tinder and you're basically saying yes to everyone that you can think of, and you're like trying to score a meeting, so to say, to have a drink in the city or something like that, then the relationship in that sense is other than if you have one girl that you, or boy that you really like, and you say press yes, I like this person, and you really start diving into that relationship and putting in the time and effort, then that drink in the city is going to be totally different. And I think it's the same with sales. Like the more time and effort you put in into the email, and in this case in the eyes of the prospect, because Luna has done the heavy lifting for you, but the more time and effort you put in, the entirely different that first part of the relationship building is going to be. And that's the reason that we decided to build the platform like it is right now.
Yeah, no, that's great. I was just making note of something you said before, and that is the third time Tinder has been mentioned on today. So that's a new record.
Exactly.
You also said that you use pipe drives, right? So I always ask this because I know that obviously people that are on Pipedrive listen to this, and people that work at Pipedrive listen to this. Are there any feature requests that you'd love to see on Pipedrive, and why did you guys start using Pipedrive? It's just kind of two things there.
For us, the reason that we started using Pipedrive is that we needed a CRM system, and because we were thinking of doing like a very simple version of a CRM system for Luna itself, but simplicity is one of the most important things with Luna. So if we were to do an outreach tool and a CRM at once, then it would become more difficult in an instant. So that's why we decided to start looking in the market, tried a lot of different tools, and actually ended up with Pipedrive, because it's the simplest one in our eyes in the market that is also complete. So that's why we started working with Pipedrive ourselves. And I think if I were to do a feature request, I would actually, try to invert it. I would actually get rid of a lot of features, because there are a lot of features in there that are not necessarily necessary, so to say, for their ICP, which makes the UI very cluttered and makes it difficult for people to actually start working with a CRM system like that. And like I said, like other CRM systems are worse because they are even more difficult and more complex. But yeah, that's how we like to look at things and how we like to use software. So if you open the screen to a random person and you say, well, go ahead, then if they know within a couple of seconds what needs to be done and what they need to do, then that's basically how we like to design our software. So get maybe your sister or your mother involved and try to have them as, or brother, father, I don't know, but have them to use the software as well without any prior knowledge. If they are able to do it within a couple of seconds, then you know that's actually intuitive. And that's something that is of course very difficult, because the more customers you get, the more like feature requests you get and stuff like that. So you need to keep a lot of people satisfied. So I understand that that's a very difficult one. But actually, if I take a look at many of the software platforms like Pipedrive that I personally use, then I think I only use 10% of the capabilities that a software platform like that actually has. So that's the reason why I said it like that.
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting way to answer it. And I some of my tacit knowledge that I know from working with Pipedrive, they're aware of this and they are offboarding some legacy pieces going into the new year. So, because they want to focus on it being an easy to use platform, right? So,
awesome.
So yeah, that's a good insight there.
Yeah, that's actually also our maybe one last thing to add as well. Yeah. So that our primary inspiration is Google. Actually, we are huge fans of Google, because anybody, like, it doesn't matter who you are and what your background is. If you look at Google, everyone knows how to use it. It's super simple. It's very complex in the back end with a lot of AI and stuff.
Yeah.
But the front end is like, yeah, tell me what you want. And then you tell it and it happens. That's basically our main design inspiration and development inspiration for Luna.
With a little bit of fun, right? I don't know if they still have it, but feeding lucky button as well. They always had the little bit of fun there as well.
Exactly.
So is there anything else that you would like to, before we sign off, that you'd like to mention today?
I think the most important thing is that we're always working on improving. And like we mentioned a couple of times already, is we try to get as much feedback in as possible. So if any of the people who are listening to the podcast wanted to give it a try and think, well, this should be different, this should be better, I'm missing this, or this is too much, then don't hesitate to reach out, because especially for a company in a stage like Luna is right now, then it cannot get more perfect than our users actually helping us to further build the platform. So if there's anything that they can think of, then hesitate to reach out, and we're always here to listen and to help.
Brilliant. Yeah, I love that. I would urge people to check in the description below and get the free trial or have a demo. Just from speaking to Stephen today, you really get the sense that they are in a stage where they can take on board feedback, right, to really iterate the product. So yeah, super super exciting. So Stephen, awesome. Thank you. And people listening, thank you for listening to the Evolve Pipedrive podcast. We talk all things Pipedrive, sales, new apps, and the Pipedrive marketplace. At Evolve, we're helping people on Pipedrive or considering the CRM switch to get the most out of Pipedrive, because you know your business and we know Pipedrive. So hopefully you found that insightful. Please consider liking, subscribing, or sharing with someone that you might find this useful. Or drop us a note. We'd love to hear your feedback too. Any other guests or apps that you think should be on here, do share it with us. But Stephen, once again, thank you.
Thank you very much.